We're going to try to cover as much of the halach l'maaseh as possible. First thing we dealt with was Chachamim versus Chananya. So how do we paskin? So Tosas Lam Zayinam Al Dir Maskela Olam says that we paskin like Chananya. And the Pashup Pshat in the Rambam in Gimel Dalet is that we paskin like the Chachamim. The Rambam says, Kitzat Tavshil Shelo Bishol Kol Tzorcha Mechamim Shelo Chochma Kol Tzorcha On O Tavshil Shelo Bishol Kol Tzorcha V'chol Zman Shemitzamek Hu Yofel Lo In Mashan Aso Agabe Eish B'Shabbos. If it's a tavshel which is not mispashel kol tzorcho, or even if it is, but it's mitzamik v'yafelo, so then you can't put it on the fire. If it's mitzamik v'ralo, then you could put it on the fire. Just parenthetically, if it's mitzamik v'ralo, you could put it on the fire, because the Rambam is l'shitaso that it's all about that we're afraid they're going to stir, because the whole cooking process, if it's mitzamik v'ralo and it's already fully cooked, so then there's no chashash, because there's no reason for you to cook it. It's mitzamik v'ralo. So it seems pashut pshat of the Rambam is to paskin like the Chachamim. They show me that the Hagos Maimonius says that the Rambam is really passing like Chananya, and it's a little difficult to understand. The Pashup Pshat of the Rambam is passing like the Chachamim. The Rush also passes like Chananya, but his Lashonos are a little questionable exactly why. The Rush is in the end of Gimel Aleph. The Rush says, "Ubishvil shirabu deos b'hai piska." It's a big machlokas as to how to paskin here. V'yishol adukim b'mitzvos onik Shabbos. Kvels are very much connected to, attached to mitzvah of onik Shabbos. V'lo yishmu lahachmir. Therefore, they're not going to listen to me. Machmir hanach lahem kiminog shenago al pi aposkim kechananya. So therefore, the minog is to paskin like Chananya, because they're so attached to the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, and they won't listen otherwise, so therefore we'll pass in like Chananya. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes two deyas. It has its Stam deya to pass in like the Chachamim, like the Rambam, and it has a Yesh Omrim to pass in like Chananya, like Tosfos. So the Bir Halacha, and then the Ramah says that the Minog is to pass in like Chananya. The Ramah says the Minog is to pass in like Chananya. It should be a big kula. The Bir Halacha then says that this is really based on the Rush, and the Rush is just saying it as a bidyevit because people wouldn't listen. This is in Rishon Gimel Aleph. The Bir Halacha v'nagu l'hakol kasvara ha'achrona. He quotes the Rush that it seems to be that it's just b'di'eved. Then he says, "V'chena Beis Yosef Gufa, the Beis Yosef himself, the Shulchan Aruch, the Stam is the Chachamim, the Yesh Omrim is Chananya, and we generally are noted to paskin like the Stam." So he says, "Mashma gam kein daito nota lahachmer, ach mikol mokom im banu koach limchos b'mikilim." But we don't have the power to be moch against the mikilim. Shikvar nagu ham ka Yesh Omrim. But he says, "L'chatzchila b'vadi tov lizar she'iyeh mevusha kol tzorcha kodim chashecha." He says, for sure, l'chatzchila one should be machmir. With salkum and ish, and to take it off from the fire. But he says, b'di'eved, you can rely on Chananya, based on his understanding of the Rush. The Chazon Ish, in Lamed Zayin Gimel, Devar Masel Mishneh Brura, has a different read of the Rush. He says that Amnam Nira the Inkavanas Rush Mishem Mutov Shiyushogin. The Rush is not saying just because like they're not going to listen. That's why we're passing like Chananya La Kavanaso Kevin Da Machmir Mehim Gedolei Olam Kamaltus VaRiv VaOd. Because there are a lot of Gedolim who are Machmir Hayiroy LaHachmir Shaloli Chaneis LePlukta. So therefore it would have been Kedai to be Machmir so that we don't get into this big Machlokas of Neshiish Kan Harbe Pa'amim. He says that this is a big machlokas, and it would have just been kedai to be machmir because it's a big machlokas, but because it's going to lead to a bit of learning Shabbos, and I can listen. So then we will follow the Ikra Adin. And what is the Ikra Adin? The Ikra Adin is Chananya. Especially since a lot of these people are children of those who are Mekel, so therefore one could be Mekel. Then he ends off by saying, "Be'efsher she'ein lahachmir, acher she'agonim lo hichmir la'atzmon." He says, and one really doesn't have to be machmir because the Gonim also, they weren't machmir on themselves. So it seems from the Chazon Ish that he has this big kula to pass on Chananya like the Ramah, and the Bir Halacha is machmir like the Chachamim. So according to the Chazon Ish, you could just put it directly onto the fire if it's already more than a third or a half.
What?
Seems like he holds the chatzilah, yeah. Okay, so that's in terms of how we pass him, whether we pass him like Chacham or Chananya. Now let's get into the Maisa, how we pass him in terms of various situations. So putting a blech on top of the fire. So let's assume we pass him like, I think most say like the Bir Halacha. This is the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Most say like the Bir Halacha that one should be machmir for the Chachamim. So we're machmer for the chamun, we should always have some sort of covering. So let's say you turn the stove on. So does the blech suffice as a covering? Why would the blech suffice as a covering? Because we said that there are two ways to have a heter. One is through grufa, one is through ketuma. You're not removing the fire in this case, but you're performing ketuma. You're reducing the fire. It's equivalent to putting the afer onto the fire. So why would there ever be a problem? Why wouldn't this work? So there's a Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is discussing it's Samach, but in the context of discussing Samach, it says that if it's Agabah, then it's Aser. If you put the pot, if they put the food right on top of the fire, so then it's Aser. And Rashi explains on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, hold on, he says Agabah is oves fasa ukisui sha'al chalala. One of his examples of agabah is kisui sha'al chalala. It's a covering on top of the airspace of the fire. So what exactly does that mean? Kisui sha'al chalala. So the Chazon Ish thinks that that's a regular blech. This Chazon Ish, and it also seems like that from the Bir Halacha. This Chazon Ish is found in Lamed Zayin Tes, Devar Maslov and Mishnah Berurah. And also Lamed Zayin Yirav Devar Maskel Shahaya Shehiya Denahor. And Lamed Zayin Tes, he quotes this Rashi, and he says that a regular kisui should be usher. He says that there's a big difference between kedera agabe kedera. We're going to get to kedera agabe kedera eventually, but he says kedera agabe kedera, that's in derech bishul bekach, and it's memaydes hachom harbe. Avla kisui shedarko bekach. He says this regular covering of a blech is darko bekach. It's normal to have this. Ve'enu ma'ir hachom kokach hu bichlal agaba. And it doesn't really limit the fire in any way. So he does claim that it's darko bekach. One could question exactly. It depends on the type of blech that you have. If we're dealing with just like a piece of an aluminum on a hot plate acting as your blech, so then I could hear how that's darko bekach. If we're dealing like one of these big metal sheets of a blech, so then it's hard to understand how exactly that's darko bekach. But he said he calls it darko bekach, and it's not memai the chom. It doesn't reduce the heat. So I'm not sure how much these metal blechs also reduce the heat. But if you say like the Ran, like we said yesterday, that it's just you need a heker ba'alma, so then if it's not darko bekach, like lemaisa, these big sheets, if it's not darko bekach, so then that should suffice according to the Ran. Even if it doesn't reduce the fire, the warmth of the fire, so then that should also be, that should be allowed. But the Chazon Ish himself, he's machmir. And the Bir Halacha also, within this Rashi, this is the Bir Halacha, Rishon Gimel Aleph, Dir Masal Litin Aleha, he also says within Rashi that it should be Aser. He quotes Rashi, he says, Afilim hi mechusa b'kisuya v'mamid ala kisuya, it should be Aser, but why is he makel? He says, "Achmidivre Rambam Gimel Dalad Shekotav Imashin Oso Agabe Ish B'Shabes." The Rambam says in Gimel Dalad, this is the Rambam that we've been seeing for the past couple days, that you shouldn't put the food on top of the fire. He says, Mashma l'chora dal gabi kisu ein b'chlal agaba. He has a diak in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Ein mashen oso agabe ha'ish b'shabbos. That's all the Rambam says. So he says, ah, we see that he doesn't mention anything about a kisui being usser, a covering on top of the fire being usser, so it must be that it's mutter. He has a diak that it's mutter for the Rambam. And in the end, he leaves it off, but he says, afal pichin tzarachin b'daito. He leaves it off b'tzarachin. And the Chazon Ish, in those same places that I quoted, he quotes his bir halacha, and he says that it's not such a good diak in the Rambam. What the Rambam there is just discussing the regular, he's introducing the concept of shihia. So what would you want him to say? He says, in mashen oso agabe ish b'shabbos. That's what you would want him to say. You can't put the food onto the fire. That's not really the place to discuss whether the fact that also a kisui is not allowed. That's just, he's introducing the whole concept of shihia over there. So the Chazon Ish says that even according to the Rambam, a blech should be a problem. Again, if you're a Chazon Ish person, so it's really not so bad in terms of shihia. It would be a bigger problem for Hachzara, but with regards to shihia, the Chazon Ish holds like Hananya anyway. So if it's a half or a third cooked, you're allowed to put it onto the fire directly. So his whole issue would be with regards to using a blech when it's already cooked for Hachzara. But for shihia, if you're hold like the Chazon Ish entirely, so then this wouldn't be such a big issue. In the end of the day, the Shmir Shabbos Gechusa in Aleph Chaf is Mekel. In Hara Samach Gimel, to use a blech, in Hara Samach Gimel, he quotes the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe is also Mekel. The Shevet Levi, Rav Elazar, he says that the whole pshat in the Rashi has a different pshat in Rashi. He says when we're talking about a cover here, we're talking about its regular cover. We're not dealing with an additional cover which is causing a heker. We're dealing with its natural cover. That's what Rashi is referring to. But if you have a totally new type of cover, a different cover, so then that acts as a heker alone, and that should suffice. So the Shevet Levi is also Mekel. So you have the Shmir Shabbos, I think the general Shmir Shabbos is Mekel, or Moshe is Mekel. There's a lot to rely on to use a blech. The Shmir Shabbos in Haris Amach Gimel there, where he quotes the Chazon Ish, he also mentions that if the whole point, why do we have Ketumah? What's going on here is Ketumah. So what's the idea of Ketumah? Ketumah is there to act as either a heker or to show that you're Mesiach Das. So he points out that if you're using a blech, so then you're not allowed to, let's say you put the blech on from before Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. You wouldn't be allowed to raise the flame if the blech is already on from before Shabbos, because then that just defeats the whole purpose. The whole purpose of the blech is to act as a heker that you're not supposed to touch the dials, or that you're Mesiach Das from increasing the flame. So for you to go ahead on Erev Shabbos, after you put the blech on and raise the flames afterwards, so then the blech is really doesn't act as a heker, because you're raising the flame anyways from before Shabbos. So he says that you have to make sure that you don't raise the flames if you have the blech on. If you put the blech on, what you'd have to do is lift the blech, take it off completely, and then you would be able to raise the flames. But if you have the blech, you can't just like lift it a little bit and raise the flames, because that would defeat the whole purpose of what the blech is trying to accomplish. Doesn't make a difference, but the whole point is that the blech is...
It was a heker, but I saw the heker. I'm like, oh, but it's not Shabbos yet, so I'm not going to listen to the heker right now.
So he's assuming that you're not having that whole cheshbon, and you're just saying there's something here, it doesn't make a difference, I can raise the flame. And Hesach Das, yeah, exactly. If it's based on Hesach Das, you don't want to... It's a very good point. If it's based on Hesach Das, so then it's clearly, if you're raising the flame, so then the blech isn't accomplishing that. You'll raise the flame regardless. I think he also says, we're going to get to this hopefully today, that we're going to see that Rav Moshe is machmir, that you should also be concerned for lowering the flame. In the Gemara, the only concern is about raising the flame. Rav Moshe is also concerned about lowering the flame. We're going to see that the Har Tzvi isn't concerned about that, but Rav Moshe is concerned for that. So if you're concerned about lowering the flame, so then also before Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to lower the flame if you already put the blech on from before Shabbos. It's the same exact idea. It would also defeat the whole purpose of acting as a heker. Okay, so the next issue is assuming that you can use a blech, like the Shmir Shabbos, like Rav Moshe, so then what exactly do you have to cover? What part of the stovetop do you have to cover? So before we get into how we paskin, or how the poskim paskin, so if we just go based on the cheshbon that we had yesterday, so we said that there are three different explanations as to what Ketumah is accomplishing. Either it's the Ran, it's just a heker, it's a heker Balma. Or it's about, the Rambam says it's about Mesiach Das. The whole purpose is you're performing an action which is showing that you don't want to cook it. Or the Ramosha had this combination of having a Heker, it's the stop sign telling you that you don't really want to be involved in this whole cooking process. So we have those three explanations. In the times of the Gemara, the place to raise or lower the flame is the same exact place as to where the flame was. It was the same exact place. You had a fire there with coals, so you stoke the coals in the same exact place as to where the fire was. Nowadays, we have the fire on the stovetop, and we have the dials which control where to raise or lower the flame. So the question is, so where would you, what would you have to cover? Do you have to cover the fire, or do you have to cover the knobs? So L'chore would depend on the issues that we've been dealing with. So if it's about a hecker to tell you to stop, so then it makes sense to just cover the knobs, because the knobs is the place that you would go to in terms of raising or lowering the flame. So it makes sense just to cover them. If it's about being Mesiach Das, that you're showing that you don't really want to cook anymore, so then it makes sense to cover the flame, because covering the flame is going to reduce the heat. As long as you reduce the heat a certain amount, right? Rashi said that the various Rashis that we saw that says that the whole purpose here is to lower the heat. So therefore, it makes sense to place it where the fire is. And also, if you say like Rav Moshe, so that it's about a heker, about being Mesiach Das, so then it makes sense also to put it in place of where the fire is, because you still, in the end of the day, you have to show that you want to lower, that you're actually lowering the heat. So how do they paskin? So there's a Rav Moshe here that in Aleph Tzadi Gimel, Divrei Maaseh Lefi Zeh. So he says, Me'ikra Adin, because of this Shita, you only have to put the blech to cover the fire itself. It doesn't have to actually cover the knobs. But he says that l'chotchila, one should cover the knobs as well, because just like in the times of the Gemara, they're all in the same place, so it's g'day to cover the knobs and the fire. Do both of them, cover both of them, and that's what you should do. He says, b'di'evet, if you don't cover the knobs, and all you do is cover the fire, the flame, so then that suffices. And this is all the shitaso. It's said in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler that he was makel to just cover the knobs. So all you have to do is cover the knobs. And the svar for that would be, like Ron, that all you need is a heker ba'alma. It's not about being, showing and doing an action about being Mesiach Das in the cooking process. No. All you have to do is, through lowering the flame, all you have to do is cover the knobs themselves. So we have a machlokas here between Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler as to what exactly you have to do. Rav Moshe says that you have to cover both. Ideally, you would have to cover both. B'di'evet, if you just cover the fire, then that's good enough. And Rav Aaron Cutler says that you just need the heker, you just have to cover the dials themselves. Okay, so that's in terms of a blech on the stovetop. So now we'll deal with other issues. What about if you have a hot plate? You have a warmer or an urn that only has one switch. It either only has one switch, an on-off, or you just plug it in directly. There aren't multiple settings. There's only one setting. That's what we'll deal with first. So I have in the Mar Makomos, there's a machlokas here between Rav Moshe and the Har Tzvi as to whether one is concerned for reducing the flame. If you only have one switch, or it's just a plug that you plug in, so it's already on. So what's the concern here? The whole concern here is about reducing the flame. It's about turning it off. That's the only option that you have. You know, the only option you have is to turn it off. The Gemara was only dealing with cases of increasing the flame, not about reducing the flame. So the question is one concerned for reducing the flame? So Rav Moshe, here in Dalet Ayin Dalet, Bishul Chafei, is concerned. He says that we do have a chashash of that you're going to reduce the flame, so therefore one would need to have a blech or to have aluminum foil with regards to these hot plates. And the Har Tzvi, he says that we're not concerned. He says the Gemara never discusses the fact that there's such a chashash. Even in cases where the Gemara could have had such a chashash, the Gemara never suggests it. And he also says that he extrapolates from the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yechez Chaf, and the Bir Halacha, Shin Yechez Gimel, Divrei Maaseh V'Afilu, they quote in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that if you have a case where there is no chashash shemichata, let's say you have a case of toldos ha'or, where you have a pot which was heated by, a fire, and now this pot is off the fire, and you want to put food into that pot. So the pot is very, very hot, and it could cook, or it could keep the food warm. So we say that you don't need to have anything. It's not a problem because there's no chashash shemichata. What are you gonna? There's no fire there. There's no actual fire there. This pot was sitting on a fire all Friday. Now it's off the fire on Shabbos. There's no fire that exists in this case. So there's no concern there. Rabbi Akiva Eiger there says, the Bir Halacha Mishabur quote this, that one doesn't have to cover anything. There's nothing to cover. There's no chashash whatsoever. So the Har Tzvi extrapolates from there, and also just from the fact that there are cases where the Gemara could have had a concern for Shem Yechaba that to extinguish the fire, and the Gemara doesn't mention anything about it. So the Har Tzvi says that we don't have such a concern. The only concern that we have is Shem Yechata, it's not Shem Yechbe. So based on this, the Har Tzvi would paskin that if you have a hot plate where it's just one setting, or it's just a plug, and on-off, that one could be makel, one doesn't have to put anything on top of it. This is also the Shita of the Shmir Shabbos, an Aleph Lamed. But Rav Moshe does argue, and Rav Moshe says, therefore, you would have to put aluminum foil both on the top. Well, there's no setting here, so you just have to put it on top. It's just an on-off. So if there was a setting, you'd have to put it on the setting where there's an on-off. If it's just a plug, there's nowhere to put it, so then you would just rely, Rav Moshe says, b'dyeved, you just have to put it on top of the fire. So you just put it on top of the warmer. You can't really put it, if it's just a plug, there's no real place to put it. If there's an on-off setting, so then you should also put it by the on-off setting, according to Rav Moshe. But it seems to be that the Shmir Shabbos himself is makel, like the Har Tzvi, saying that if it's just all one setting, you don't have to do anything. However, there's no chashash, there's no iser shihi in such a case. So that's a hot plate with one setting, and also an urn. Most urns are also like this. Most urns are just all one setting. I don't know if it exists to have multiple settings by an urn. That's all one setting. So now let's deal with cases where there are multiple settings. Let's first deal with a hot plate. Hot plate with multiple settings. And I think we're dealing here with the case of a hot plate with multiple settings, and you don't place it on the highest setting. If you place it on the highest setting, so then it's equivalent to everything we've been discussing until now. Because if you place it on the highest setting, so then all you could do is lower the flame. That's the only option that you have. So we're dealing here with a case where you have multiple settings, and it's not on the highest setting. It's on one of the middle settings. So what do you have to do in such a case? So there's a Mishnah in Rishon and Gimel Pei Aleph, which quotes a machlokes, if you have a natural covering, does that constitute ketumah? Does that constitute a covering? Because what do you have in this case is, let's say you have a hot plate. So where's the fire? You don't see the fire. The fire is already covered. It already has a covering. So does that constitute covering or not? It's a natural covering. So these are 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. So Rav Moshe is machmir, and he says that a natural covering does not constitute a covering. This is an Aleph Tzad, an Or HaChaim Aleph Tzadi Gimel. And Rabbi Eider also quotes this on page 40. So he says that you need to cover both the knob and the hot plate. Rav Moshe Lishitaso says that L'chatchila you should cover both. So Rav Moshe says you should cover both. If you want, ideally that's what you should do. There is a tzad to be mitzdarif two kulas. You could have two kulas of just, well, you could just cover, you really just cover the natural covering, but that we're going to see in certain cases where you can mitzdarif two kulas of just holding like Rav Aaron Cutler and covering only the knobs and then relying on the natural covering without having to cover. Rav Aaron Cutler holds you don't have to cover the fire. You just have to cover the knob. So if you just cover the knob itself, so then that would suffice for Rav Aaron Cutler. So that's one kula. And the other kula is that it's machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah as to whether natural coverings suffice. So you can mitzdarif both kulas and just cover the knob itself. If you want to be makel b'dievin, a b'dievin situation, or just there are those that rely on the two kulas even l'chatchila. But Rav Moshe says to be machmir and to cover both the hot plate itself and the settings. So let's say you have an urn with What would the bidyavi case be? Let's say you have an urn with multiple settings. I haven't really seen it, but I guess you could have a case where you have an urn with multiple settings. So what do? In such a scenario, you can't cover the... There's no way to cover the inside. How are you supposed to cover the inside? It's full of water. So it's not like a hot plate. There's no way to cover the inside. So in such a scenario where you have the urn with multiple settings, so here's a case of bidyavid where you can rely on Rav Aaron Cutler, who says just to cover the dial, the settings, and it's in its natural covering. It already has a cover. It has a natural covering. That's one kula, and the kula of just covering the settings, so then that would suffice, because there's nothing else that you could do in such a scenario where you have multiple settings on an urn. Additionally, there's an additional kula here. The Bir Halacha says that water is mitstamik viralo. So if it's already fully cooked from before Shabbos, and it's mitstamik viralo, so then even the Chachamim agree, we saw that this was a machlokas rishonim, but the way we paskin, even the Chachamim agree that if it's mitstamik viralo, there is no Isser Shehiyah. So this would be an additional kula with regards to the urn. Okay, could you ever put food into the gas oven, into the oven itself, from before Shabbos? So Rav Moshe, in Dalet Ayin Dalet, Chavav through Chav Zayin, says that our ovens, even though it's called a tanner, is equivalent to a kira. We were talking about this before. It's equivalent to a kira, and I guess Rabbi Weider says that nowadays it really has the status of a tanner.
There you go. He says,
because it has the status of a tanner.
Yeah.
Right. So Rav Moshe in his tshuva says that it's like a kira, I guess in his time.
He's basing it off
the Ramah, but he's saying even in his time, yeah. Even in Rav Moshe's time, he said it. Rabbi Weider says that it has the status of a tanner.
Should Rav Moshe let you use it?
Well, Rav Moshe holds that you need to cover the fire, and he doesn't rely on a natural covering. So let's now get to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says that it has the status of a kira, but what exactly are you going to do? He doesn't rely on a natural covering, and he thinks that you have to cover, he doesn't rely on the dials. So for Moshe, you would have a problem, but it would be the same status as an urn that we were discussing before, that there are those that will be starif of Aaron Cutler, who says just to cover the dials, and you could go based on its natural covering. This is only according to some shitas. L'chatchila, for Moshe wouldn't do this, and L'chatchila, I don't think most say to do this. Who says it?
Ramosha.
No, Rav Moshe doesn't say this. Rav Moshe's machmir. There are those who are mitzarif these two kulas. The fact that Rav Aaron Cutler just says to cover the dials, and it has a natural covering, similar to the case of the urn. It's exactly the same case as the urn. Yeah. I think Rav Avad is making them. I think we can ask Rabbi Shabtai.
What about the Shabbos mode?
That's a separate issue. That solves other problems. I think Rav Moshe says the only way you could solve the problem is that if you have like a 3D box to cover.
I know what you're talking about.
A box, around the top shell that it covers. It's covered on all sides because the heat is coming from all sides, so you'd have to cover it on all sides. Oh, we'll get to that eventually, but. Yeah. Well, so might also be Shia. We'll get to Cholenta eventually. There's the other issue in terms of the oven. There's just another issue, which is another reason why people don't rely on this, is that when you open the door, so then you open the door, the temperature is going to go up. And there are those that say that this even applies in a case of a Shabbos mode oven. I know Newberg holds that the Shabbos mode ovens don't even solve that problem. It's a whole issue. That's why what?
People have it, it shuts off before you take it out.
You're saying the Shabbos mode oven? You're saying there's a delay? You're saying there's a delay?
No, don't most people shut off their ovens?
Yeah, ideally. If you want to put it, ideally, like Rav Moshe, most people, most people can just say, just to turn off the oven before Shabbos. You shouldn't have the oven on. There are those who are misarif these two kulas. But then there's this other issue about opening the door, because when you open the door, so then the air from the outside goes in, it's going to lower the temperature, and then it's going to cause the heat to go up. So that could potentially be a psik resha. The nichale, you want the heat to go up to cook the food. So that would have its own problems. Okay, so finally, went faster than I thought it would. Putting a blech onto a fire, putting a blech on Shabbos itself. Could you put the blech, let's say you forgot to put the blech on the fire from before Shabbos, could you put it on the fire on Shabbos itself? So the Chazon Ish, if you want to, I wrote down where it was here. The Chazon Ish says that you cannot do that. Because it's heating up mantachas, which is what we dealt with this morning. That putting, if you put the blech on the fire on Shabbos itself, so then the fire is going to cause the blech itself to heat up and to glow. And he says even if it doesn't glow completely, he calls it like, he says it's still going to be usser.
But it doesn't soften, it doesn't change form.
But he says that if you leave it on for a while, enough time, so then it will. So even if you leave it on for just part of the time, so therefore it's usser. And the remotion, Alf Tzadi Gimel, Divra Maskel Ma, says that it's mutter because it's like it's not chatzi shir, it's a chatzi mlacha. If it doesn't end up glowing, it doesn't glow even somewhat, so therefore it's not like you did anything. And the Chazon Ish holds that would be usser. Anyway, so just to review. In terms of a blech, we said that the blech itself is a machlokas based on how to read Rashi and the Rambam, that the Bir Halacha quotes the Rambam to say that you're allowed to use a blech, but Chazon Ish says that you can't use a blech. Chazon Ish anyways is mekel like Hananya, so in terms of Hiya, it's not such a big deal. In terms of, it would have an impact in terms of Hachzara. Just within using a blech, so then the question is, what exactly do you have to cover with the blech? So we saw that this was a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Kahler, what do you have to cover? Moshe says ideally you should cover everything. If you don't cover everything in a b'diavad situation, you should just cover the fire. Rav Aaron Kahler says that no, all you have to really cover are the dials themselves. That's in terms of a blech. So then we mentioned that with regards to a hot plate and an urn with just one setting or with just a plug that you plug in and out, so that would depend on the machokas between Moshe and the Har Tzvi as to whether there's a chashash of Shemi Yichbe, whether we're also concerned that you're going to extinguish it because you're not going to raise the flame, there's nothing to raise anymore. There's just a concern about whether you're going to reduce the flame. And we said the Shmir Shabbos Kilchza Paskin is like the Har Tzvi to be Mekel. So in such a case, you wouldn't have to cover anything. With regards to multiple settings, so we pointed out that a natural covering seems to be a machlokas within the Mishneh Berurah as to whether a natural covering suffices. Rav Moshe is machmir that one should cover both, in a case where it's multiple settings, you should cover both the hot plate itself and the settings. And that's where Moshe holds. There, in a b'diavad situation, there are those who are mitzarif two kulos, the natural covering, and the fact that Rav Kahler says you just have to cover the dials. What are those b'diavad situations? Those b'diavad situations would be an urn with multiple settings, since you can't cover the urn because it's filled with water. So there are those who are mitzarif these two kulos, and there's a third kula with an urn, in terms of the settings, which is the fact that it's mitzamik viralo, the water is mitzamik viralo, according to the Bir Halacha, so therefore there's no Isser Shehiya if it's fully cooked already from before Shabbos, because it's mitzamik viralo, which is how we paskin. So you mitzarif that with the fact that Rav Aaron Kahler says just to cover the dials, and that it's within its natural covering, so there are those who are mekel with the urn. And then in terms of the gas oven, you could be mitzarif also, if you assuming that a gas oven has the status of a kira, not a tanner, so if it's the status of a tanner, so then you can't do any of this. But if it has the status of a kira, so then you could also be misarif these kulas of the natural cover. There are those that are misarif these kulas of the natural covering and the dials. I'm pretty sure that there's one Rosh Hashiva who is mikel based on this. I'm not going to say on the recorded who it is. And there's also the issue of the opening of the door. In terms of the gas, in terms of the oven, because it might raise the flame, so you get into psik resha issues over there. Okay, so I think those are a lot of halacha maaseh cases.